2 days ago, NPR's East Africa correspondent Gregory Warner brought us a story about finding a particular T-shirt at an outdoor market in Kenya.
Oh my God, Jennifer's bat mitzvah, November 20th, 1993.
The shirt had cartoon characters on it, Bugs Bunny playing drums, Betty Boop, the Flintstones. Well, a shirt like that raises questions. Whose shirt was it? Who is Jennifer? How did it get to Africa? And how was that bat mitzvah party? Here's David Kestenbaum with some answers.
We had one additional clue to go on. In the neck of the T-shirt, there was a name tag, Rachel Williams. There are a lot of Rachel Williamses, but we posted a photo of the T-shirt online, and a guy who works for a Jewish news service found her. She was a friend of a friend on Facebook. I called her up. So it's really you? This was your shirt?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yes, that's my shirt.
Rachel's last name is Aronson now. She's an international tax attorney in Chicago.
It was pretty funny to see my name on the internet. I don't usually get very much internet coverage, so it's interesting to see this question. Where is Rachel Williams? And here I am.
The name tag in the shirt, she says, that's easy to explain. It's, of course, from summer camp.
My mom spent hours ironing on name tags to all of my camp clothes, which to me is one of the most amazing parts, that she ironed that name tag on over 20 years ago, and it has stayed on.
Rachel says the T-shirt eventually came to reside in her parents' basement. About 5 years ago, her mom finally took it to a charity, and now it's somewhere in Kenya. Rachel passed the photo along to Jennifer of Jennifer's bat mitzvah fame, Jennifer Rozanski. Here she is.
It's crazy. It's insane. 20 years later, who would think that my shirt would make it to Africa?
Jennifer lives in Michigan and recently had a baby. She explained the other mystery, the cartoon characters on the T-shirt. That, she says, was the theme for the bat mitzvah party.
Each table was a cartoon character, and you were either sitting at Betty Boop, or you were sitting at the Flintstones, or you were sitting at the Jetsons.
The party, she says, was a blast. Everyone wore those T-shirts and danced. This is the first time she's seen one of them in quite a while. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
This is NPR News.